Hi, this is Cherry Lee Newis, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Marking. Because you walk so right, right through the night. Because you talk the talk, you know what I like. Because you talk the talk, you know what I like. Yeah.
Well, as Rolf Harris, the painter, would say, do you know who it is yet? Were you racking your brain through that, thinking, I recognise that, kind of. Very Rolling Stones-ish, and there's a bit of a clue, but not obviously Mick Jagger. It's Ronnie Wood, his new album called I Feel Like Playing. It's due out in about 3 weeks' time, and there he is with a track called A Thing About You. And before Ronnie introducing the programme, you heard Cherry Lee Mewis. As we speak right this weekend, she's in the northern parts of the United Kingdom, up in Orkney at the Blues Festival. Force 8 Storm 9 crossing on the ferry. Kind of rough crossing. One of the girls who was going up there, Sue Hickling, who writes for, is it Blues News? Whatever. But anyway, Sue sort of said it was so rough she had to leave her 9-inch pizza behind because it was too much for her to cope with. Anyway, it's going to be a fine festival despite the gales and the conditions. Here's Cherry Lee Mewis off her album going back a couple of years, Little Girl Blue. And here she is with a Memphis mini original, which is called Where's My Good Man Gone?
Lord, I wonder, where is my good man at? Lord, I wonder, where my good man at? He left it this morning, didn't care enough but his hat. He left his shoes hanging all on the rack. He left his shoes hanging on the rack. He left it this morning, didn't care enough but his hat. Lord, I wonder, where is my good man at? Didn't care nothing but his hat. If only I could get my good man back. Hey, if only I could get him back. 'Cause he left me this morning. Didn't care nothing but his hat. Yeah, Lord, I wonder where is my good man at? And I wonder, where's my good man at? He left me this morning, didn't care nothing but his heart.
Stuff from her first album, Little Girl Blue, Cherry Lee Mewis, who just returned from, I think, about 10 days in the States, and she was in Tennessee, Nashville, and I think did some Chicago gigs as well, and had a whale of a time. She's doing awfully well for a girl about her early 20s, I guess. And that is Memphis Minnie and Joy McCoy's original Where's My Good Man Gone? Let's stay with the girls and stay in the UK. An email which came from Ken Cooper said, hi Dave, come hear some Claire Free, perhaps even get her in for a session. Yeah, good idea. I've sent an email to Claire saying if you're in the area, it'll be lovely to talk to you, and a live session too. Here she is from the album which came out this year, How It Is, and I Won't Lie.
Thank you.
as a lady making her debut on The Raven and the Blues. Haven't featured her before, and thank you to Ken Cooper for alerting me to her. Her name is Claire Free, spelt without the I in Claire, and free as in not charging. And that's a track from her album How It Is, and that's called I Won't Lie. If you'd like to drop me an email and recommend some artists to me, I'd love to hear from you. Quite simple, email address is dave@raven.dj. And of course, the website raven.dj/R&B, you know that already. Sean Taylor was a guest here quite recently. He's on tour across the UK at present, and he's also touring this weekend with one of my favourite ever acoustic guitarists. More of that and who he is in a second or two. Let's feature Sean now, taken from his album, which was only released about 4 weeks ago, I guess, Walk With Me, and here he is with Perfect Candlelight.
I've seen such beauty, I've seen so much pain, I felt sweet love in the pouring rain, I touched your body, I tasted your kiss, I lived with you, darling, in perfect bliss. And I've lived by your side in perfect candlelight, curled around you like a vine.
In Spain, sit up and smile. He's a great fan, as I am, of Sean Taylor, taken from his album Walk With Me and Perfect Candlelight. Sean is up in the north, east of England this weekend, or the north of England this weekend, working with one of my first guests on The Raven and the Blues. The very first guest who came to studio here was Tony Joe White. And then we had C.C. Adcock, more of him a little bit later on. But then shortly afterwards, about 6 years ago, I went to the Borderline Club to see one of my favourite acoustic guitarists, Kelly Joe Phelps. He's been a guest 3 or 4 times on the programme, been to the Houseboat on all those occasions. But then he's been quiet. This last 2 or 3 years, he's been, I think, the situation has been that he really has sort of lost interest in being a solo performer. It all changed the end of last year, beginning of this, when he met Corinne West. And the two of them got on so well together, her voice and guitar playing and his guitar playing. They've formed a duo now, and really he's in fine form. If you look on the internet and look on YouTube and see Corinne West and Kelly Joe Phelps working together, you will see how they just, they're obviously born to be together in a way. They just work with each other so well. They've got a new album coming out in about a week's time called Magnetic Skyline, and they're on tour here in the UK. I've put an email out saying, Kelly, if you can get down here with Corinne, it'll be lovely. But here they are with a track from the album Magnetic Skyline. Actually, I say album, I think it's a 7-track EP. Here they are with Whiskey Poet.
Thank you. and roses, blue lights in Georgia, dressed in captivating eyes, with that denim on your thighs. Hey, whiskey pouring, love the back beat. All the streets that turn to sand, took the night, I took your hand, I see your colors. You took some chances, how the silence is your friend, as will I be in the end. Oh, the wind has hushed me once again. Tell me secrets, you bury treasure. Go away and dream away the dawn, not the morning. With her songs, so this is this. And then there's that. Be the lonely or be blessed while you run wild around my chest. Oh, the wind has pushed me once again.
Folk side of country blues, Kelly Joe Phelps together with Corinne West off their new EP, CD, call it what you will, Magnetic Skyline, and that is Whiskey Poet. Kelly's very much a guitarist. Oddly though, and when I looked on YouTube and saw him and Corinne playing, he's first of all playing with a pick, which I've never seen him play before. I've never ever seen Kelly Joe Phelps with a plectrum, and also standing up, again, a rare thing. There have been some changes made, but it's a lovely EP. You can find the links to it on the Waving in the Blues page, and look forward, if he can to get here to the studio while he's here in the UK. We do have Ben Prestige coming, but more of that in a few minutes' time. One of the many podcasts which are available online, some great podcasts from across the world, and one from Australia is Salty Dogs, Blues and Roots. Dennis puts a fine podcast together, and he's done an interview with this next gentleman who I first spoke to, I guess, 5 years ago when CC Adcock was here in the UK. CC is part of the youngest member of the band called the Little Old Band of Gold. We're based in Louisiana, and they had an album which came out 10 years ago, which is called eponymous album, Little Band of Gold. And it basically, it's some of the famous musicians from Louisiana, Steve Riley, Warren Storm, David Egan, and also on this number I'm going to play now, it's Juby Balfour's Cajun classic, Parlez-nous à boire. Let's talk about drinking. Here they are, CC Adcock on vocals, and the Little Band of Gold, and Parlez-nous à boire. Let's talk about drinking and not about marriage. The Little Band of Gold. Swamp Rock from Louisiana, who are present on tour in Australia, which sounds rather fine. It's a very short tour. I can see about four dates, which is a long way to go for four gigs in a way, isn't it, really? But anyway, that's a track from an album from about 10 years ago of the same name, Little Band of Gold. It's the Raven and the Blues. We've got lots of requests out for guests to come and do a session. Quite a few have confirmed, but no dates are set in stone yet. One date that is set in stone is in 3 weeks' time. He's flying in from the States on the early morning of the 8th and coming straight to the studio here on the Thames from Heathrow, and that's Ben Prestage. His new album is called Real Music, and it really is. Here he is with the old Gary Davis number called Buck Rag. Well, we did get one bit right, at least. Ben Prestage, the second bit we got right as the album is called Real Music. The bit we didn't get right was the title, basically because on the sleeve notes inside and the sleeve notes outside, there is a difference. And you didn't get Buck Rag, you got Someday Baby. But anyway, it was good either way, wasn't it? So, Ben Prestage, my guest in 3 weeks' time. One-man band on the lines of C6 Steve, in the sense he plays guitars, dobro, diddly bow, foot drums, the whole bit, really. And looking forward to meeting him when he comes, when he flies in. He'll be wrecked, of course, because he'll have flown overnight. And I can't believe, because it's rock and roll and it's blues, and therefore there's not much music money around. And so I can't believe he's travelling business class. So he's probably going to be all coiled up and like a spring. Anyway, it's been a great year for new albums. Every week, new stuff arrives either in the email or in the post, and something which came in the post is a new one from JJ Gray and Mofro. It's called Georgia Warhorse. It's a fine, fine CD, and so the first track from it is the first track on it. It's called Dio Dio. Southern Swamp Rock Blues, but this time not from Louisiana, but across the border in Florida, northern Florida that is, JJ Gray and Mofro, the brand new album named after the grasshopper in Florida called Georgia Warhorse, and that's the first track on it, Dio Dio Deo Deo. Wonderful stuff. If you enjoyed that, you'll enjoy the whole CD, and I've said that before, but it's so true. If you'd like to find links, again, you'll find the links on the Raven and Blues page, raven.dj. There you can also listen to all the old shows, and also make a donation as well to the programme if you like, and one person who has is Michael Herman in Manhattan. Not the Manhattan you're thinking of on Long Island in New York, but Manhattan in Kansas beside Topeka. Thank you for your very kind donation. If you'd like to make donations to the program, it's the way we keep the program going and help to fund some of the expenses. It's pretty simple. You'll find the links on the Raven and the Blues page. Let's move now to Bob Corritore. It's his new album called Harmonica Blues, and here he is with Robert Lockwood on vocals, and That's All Right.
Once upon a time, you said if I would be yours, you would be mine, but that's all right. That's all right. Every now and then I wonder who is loving you tonight. For me, was strong. I'm just not waking up, and half the world is gone. But that's all right. I know you don't love me no more, but that's all right. Every night. A man. Since I got the little girl, I'm in love with you, trying to go insane. But that's all right. I know you don't love me no more, but that's all right. Just not get myself together and have the great big world is gone, but that's all right. I know you don't love me no more, but that's all right.
Robert Lockwood Jr. on vocals and guitar, Bob Corritore, whose CD it is on harmonica there, Henry Gray on piano, Johnny Rapp on guitar, Mario Moreno on bass, and Chico Chisholm on drums. And That's All Right, taken from the album called Harmonica Blues, Bob Corritore and Friends. Okay, where to now? Danny Wilde has a new album out, produced by the legendary Mike Vernon. He's come out of retirement to do both Ollie Brown and Danny Wilde, and he's done a fabulous job too. And here she is with a track from the album, which I'm doing the first one, aren't I? First track on the album, it's called Shine.
Baby,
Lovely harp playing from her brother, Will Harmonica Wild. And the track she wrote, she actually wrote nearly all the tracks on the album. Of the 11 tracks, she wrote 9 of them. The only two she didn't write were one by somebody called Jagger and Richards, whoever they might be. And also a track written by Dana Gillespie and Mike Vernon together, Where Blue Begins. But it's a really lovely album. It's called Shine, that's the title track. And that's available now. It's been out about a week or so. She's touring the UK at present. And there's mutterings afoot. She'll be my guest at some stage in the next month or so. Okay, where to now? Another new CD just been released. Comes from the band called the Los Neto Band, featuring, would you believe, Los Neto on vocals and guitar, and Nigel Ball on bass and Rob Kenny on drums, a trio based here in the UK. And here they are making their debut on the show. The album is called Bridge of Dreams. And this is their version of the Little Feat original and Dixie Chicken.
Southern Belle, she took me to the river, where and whiskey, the can is off my mind. I don't remember church bell, but the money I put down. Oh, I danced a boat rogue house at the edge of town. But boy, oh, I remember Salvary Rain. Night we spend together, the way she called my name.
There's a guy who turned professional way, way back when he was on tour with Benny King. That's going back a while, and Stand By Me and all those things. Sniffing the Tears, he was in the band too. His name is Los Netto. The band is the Los Netto Band. It's their new CD called Bridge of Dreams. They're now based in Brighton. And where was it recorded? I think it was it in Brighton? Possibly. Doesn't say. But doesn't really matter that much. Anyway, it's just been released, and it's out. I can't see its record label either, but you'll find links to the Los Netto Band. They're on MySpace and everything else. You'll find the links on the Raven and the Blues page. Okay, where to now? Walter Trout, Common Ground is the album. It's strange how things come around in... Well, I say, there's kind of serendipity to the programme. We've played C.C. Adcock, who, when he was playing live here 3 or 4 years ago, did a track called Loaded Gun off the new album Common Ground. A completely different number, but same name. Walter Trout and Loaded Gun.
Thank you.
love that CD. It's brand new. It's called Common Ground. It's Walter Trout and the band. And there he is with Loaded Gun. There are some people who would say that Walter Trout was at his best way, way back when he was living on a diet of drink and drugs and rock and roll, basically. And when he cleaned his act up, some people say his writing and his playing diminished because of that. And there's not an element of truth, but there's a kind of hint of a truth in that. But if that was the case, it's definitely not now, because the album is just really, really fine. Walter at the peak of his game, and there he is with Loaded Gun. That's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Again, a whole raft of new releases. I'd love a chance to go back and play some of the albums that have been out a bit longer, but every week more and more new stuff comes in, which is great news. If you'd like to drop me an email in terms of telling me about your CD or sending me links to your MP3s, please do so. Dave@raven.dj. Website, of course, raven.dj. We have an iPhone app, which really makes a massive difference. The programme comes straight to your iPhone or your iPad or your iPod Touch. The new ones are absolutely fabulous. You'll find everything you need to know on the Raven and the Blues page. Anyway, the audience for the show is scattered across the world, but whichever part of the world you're in, I hope life is good for you, and you can join me for some more blues in some 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, let's close with a track from the album called Roots 52 from Nasty Ned, and here he is with a number which again has been covered by many hundreds, if not thousands, of blues bands over the years, but it still excites me a lot. McKinley Morganfield, Muddy Waters is the original, and I can't be satisfied. I hope this satisfies you, and I'll talk to you in 7 days. Bye-bye.
South child, Lord, don't you wanna go? I'm in trouble. I'll be all worried, man. I can't never be satisfied, but I just can't keep from crying. Well, all in my sleep, hear my doorbell ring, looking for my baby, and hit up, Lord, I'm in trouble. Be all worried. I can't never be satisfied, but I just can't keep on crying. Well, I hear my little old baby, she gon' jump and shout. That old train be late, man, but I come walking out. I'm in out trouble, I'll be all worried. Satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Satisfied, but I just can't keep up.